listening to the voice of Montgomery County High School Sports, WMST. This broadcast is sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Paris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Windsor Care Center, and Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling. Stay tuned. First pitch is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play today. Look at me. Gotta be
Santa Theo. Yeah. This is Dr. Matt Thompson, Superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over three decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price. Well, good evening, everybody. We welcome you live to Bobby Joe Whitaker Field here in Mount Sterling, and we're back with baseball action again today. Montgomery County Indians and the Bourbon County Colonels in a 40th district matchup. Bourbon County under Coach Nelson Ferris, the veteran, they come in with a 15-5 record. They're trying to keep alive their hopes of winning the 40th district and drawing the number one seed. They still have a game with Clark County. Clark County has beaten them by, I think it was a 5-2 score earlier. They need a win today, of course. Montgomery County, the Indians look like they're pretty much locked into the number three position, but they'll do everything they can to try to get a win here today against Bourbon County, a team that beat them 6-0 when they met earlier over in Paris. Indians will send Jake Todd to the mound, while the Bourbon County Colonels will send Jake Scott to the mound today. And Jake Scott, what a season it has been for the Bourbon County right-hander, the youngster. He's only a sophomore. Scott coming in with a zero earned run average. He has worked 22 and two-thirds innings without giving up an earned run, has allowed only two runs overall, 26 strikeouts, so about one an inning, has walked only six. He gets the ball over the plate. He makes the ball be put in play. Bourbon County's defense has been really solid. The Indians will need to play well today, and Jake Scott will step in and lead things off for the Colonels facing Jake Todd, the Montgomery County youngster, the right-hander, and his first pitch is way outside for ball one. This game is underway. Indians opening up with Eli Leach at first base. We'll check the rest of the lineup, and there's a pitch that is off the plate, and it's two balls and no strikes. Needing a strike, and he got that one. No, he called that one low. Three balls, no strikes. Right down the heart of the plate, but didn't hit the knee, so 3-0 to the leadoff batter, Jake Scott. Todd needing a strike, and he got one there. It's the outside corner. 3-1. See if Todd can work his way back, and there's a pitch in for a strike. And the count is full at 3-2. Scott followed by Aiden Erlewine and Xavier Baker to the plate here. The top of the first inning for the Colonels. So a 3-ball, 2-strike count. And the payoff pitch is way down the dirt, bounces all the way to the backstop. So Todd tried to get a little something extra, and the leadoff batter is on to a walk, and not a good start for Jake Todd. That's the tough bit. You fall behind 3-0, you come back 3-2, and then you, boy, that third strike is a tough one to get for young pitchers. Do a lot of times exactly what we saw him do, overthrow. Aiden Erlewine. And there's an overthrow, a wild throw at first base trying to pick him off, and that is going to get a runner all the way to third base as the throw comes, and that'll be a throwing error. So, well, a walk and a throwing error in Bourbon County. Nobody out in the first inning, and they have a runner at third base. So not a good start for Montgomery County and Jake Todd. So Todd goes back to work on Erlewine and pitches, and that pitch is up and in for a ball. Todd has a 3.90 earned run average, has been in 6 games, 3 as a starter, pitches and leaves it up high, and it's 2 balls, no strikes. So early control problems for Jake Todd for the Indians. Down 2 balls, no strikes. Pitches, and that one is low and inside, and it's 3-0. So he started the first two batters off with 3-ball, no-strike counts. Baker waiting on deck. 3-0 is low and away, and there's a 4-pitch walk. So back-to-back walks to start the game, and those are nightmares. Now you got a runner on first and third. Here's Baker coming to the plate. Baker has a .283 batting average, has driven in 12 runs in an RBI situation here. Leads the team in walks with 16 on the season. Right-handed batting catcher set up on the outside part of the plate, and the first pitch is a ball hit into left field. And that ball will be caught, but the runner tags at third. The throw coming in, cut off by the shortstop, and they'll keep the runner at first base, and Bourbon County has a 1-0 lead. So Baker with a sacrifice fly and an RBI. Braden Doerr making the play on left field for the Indians. Here's JT Ritchie, the sophomore second baseman. He's got a .443 batting average, 8 doubles, 3 triples, 2 home runs. Team high, 20 runs batted in for Ritchie on the season. He bats with Kate Islander on deck. Ritchie only a sophomore. This is a young Bourbon County team, young Montgomery County team, of course. A little more experienced Bourbon County young team, and there's a pitch foul down the right field line for strike one. Ritchie swinging just a little late on that pitch, and down at third base for the Indians, Jamin Kaba. Runner goes, pitches foul back. And it's 2 balls, 2 strikes. So Todd ahead of the count, 0-2. Let's see what Bourbon County does here with a runner at third base. Runner at first is not going. Pitch is high for a ball. It's 1-2. Coach Nelson Ferris in the coaching box down at third base for the Colonels. Todd comes set. And the runner goes, and the pitch is hit into right field, and that will be in for a base hit. And the runner holds at second base. Had to kind of hold up. There's a slight chance that J.J. Norris might try to come in and catch that one. So there are runners at first and second now with one out. And the batter is Cade Ilander. Ilander, a .283 batting average with three doubles among his extra base hits. Ilander has 16 runs batted in. Todd stepped off and held the runner back at second base. Now he's going to pitch to the plate and a swing and a miss. Pitch was down over the outside part of the plate. No balls and a strike to count to Ilander with Aiden Vires in the on-deck circle. One strike count. Breaking ball is ripped down the left field line, and that ball will be foul. He turned on that one, and it's no balls and two strikes. So Todd ahead of the count here. No balls and two strikes. That's where you hope to maybe waste a pitch, get him to swing at something bad, but not throw it to the backstop. Here's the 0-2. Just misses outside. One ball, two strikes. Todd Reddy, here is his 1-2 delivery on the way, and a breaking ball just a little bit high. He didn't miss by much, and he had Ilander fooled right there, but came in a little bit high, and it's two balls and two strikes. Glance at second base, and then he spins around and does not throw to second, but forces the runner back. And the 2-2 is just a bit low. Didn't miss by much with that one, and it's a full count at three balls and two strikes. So a big pitch right here early in this game. The Indians down a run, and the payoff is swung and missed. Big pitch for Jacob Todd right there. Second out of the inning. And here's Aiden Vires, the senior first baseman. Vires a .241 batting average. Vires has doubled and tripled among his hits. Todd. Breaking ball in for a strike. Just took a little something off that one. And well, after the control problems early got him in trouble and helped Bourbon County score a run, Todd trying to come back now and hold the Colonels to only one run here in the first inning. Two on with two outs. Again, a bluff back to second base to hold the runner. Early wine out there at second base and Richie on at first. Here's the one-strike pitch. It's down low. One ball, one strike. T.J. Wilcox is now on deck for the Bourbon County Colonels. And a 1-1, and that's in for a called strike two over the inside part of the plate. So Todd, again ahead of the batter, see if he can come up with a pitch here and end this inning. The 1-2 is on the way, and it's just a bit low. Two balls, two strikes. It's not a bad pitch right there. He can't do much with that, but pound it on the ground, although there is a big hole between first and second base. Second baseman trying to hold the runner on at second and really not releasing very far to get back in fielding position. And there's the ball fouled back. And the count is holding at two balls, two strikes. Again, we'll get a 2-2 pitch. Two and two, two outs, two on. Tide delivers. Just a bit high, and the count goes full at 3-2. So with Wilcox waiting on deck, Todd, ready for the payoff pitch. Byers waits, and the ball is a little check swing, and it is a little blooper to the second baseman, fielded by Kofor on the fly, and the inning is over. So Indians got to feel fortunate to get out of the first inning, allowing only the one run. One run on one hit. No errors and a couple of runners left on base. And we will go to the bottom of the first inning. Bourbon County with a 1-0 lead. We'll be back in 90 seconds.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future?
Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Moorhen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicated to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Moorhead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmoorhead.com.
Montgomery County ready to come to the plate against Bourbon County's Jake Scott here in the bottom of the first inning. Yeah, and Scott, he's not real big, the right-hander, but he'll bring it up there at a pretty good pace and just very early. He pitched a lot last year and very savvy for a young pitcher. Jace Mays ready to lead things off for the Indians. Mays comes in a .333 batting average, and the first pitch is kind of a check swing, I think foul tipped, back of the plate for strike one. Mays, a right-handed batter, the sophomore. He'll be followed by Jake Todd and Braden Doerr. Scott, side turn, kicks, deals. Here's a ball ripped foul down the left field line. Mays just got around on it a little bit too much, and he's down two strikes.
All right, let's go now, seven.
Scott delivers, and it's chopped foul. That was a breaking ball, and Mays able to hang with it and foul it off to keep the at-bat alive. Down no balls and two strikes. Bourbon County with Byers on at first base, Richie at second. Jackson Byers, the shortstop, that pitch is low. Ball and two strikes. The third baseman is Highlander in the outfield from left to right. Lael, who is not in the batting order in left. Earlywine in center. Here's a swing and a miss. He got him on a pitch down and over the, just breaking off the plate outside. And that's the first out of this first inning.
The play for the Indians. Number zero, Jace Todd.
Jake Todd, a .327 batting average coming in.
All right, JT, let's go now.
So Todd steps in batting right-handed, takes the first pitch low for a ball. Todd, only a freshman for the Indians. Looks like he has a bright future. There's a ball popped up right side, the infield going to drift back out into just very, very shallow right field. But the right fielder, or the second baseman, drifted way out and almost dropped that ball. Right fielder probably should have called him off as the ball, even with no breeze going, but it just carried further than he thought. But able to make the catch is J.T. Ritchie for the second out. Here's Braden Doerr, another one of these young Montgomery County players. Doerr stepping in, another freshman, and fouls a pitch off for a strike. Doerr gets right in the back of the box, close to the plate. Scott delivers, and a breaking ball, and he swung over top of it and is behind. No balls, two strikes. Scott's one of those guys, you better be a little selective against him. I mean, there's a high bouncer, shortstop waits, it takes a big hop, he gloves, he throws, he didn't get it. He's able to beat that out. Doerr really getting down the line well, and again, because of that big hop, there's no error on the play. That's an infield hit. It's just that split second that the big hop took, and the Indians have a two-out base runner in Doerr with Blake Minyard coming to the plate. Minyard, right-handed batter, sophomore. Throw over to first base, and Doerr steps back in. Indians' first four batters in the order are freshmen and sophomores. Here's the pitch to the plate, and that's up and in. One ball to count. Eli Leach is on deck for Montgomery County. Maynard again right at the back of that batter's box. And he hits the ball, and it's into left center field for a base hit. Doerr makes the turn on his way to third base. The throw will come in well late and allows the runner to move up to second base. And the Indians have runners at second and third.
Now batting for the Indians, number 24, Eli Leach.
Here's Eli Leach. 367 batting average for Leach. The senior again. Boy, Leach has got a small strike zone. And I think that really helps him. He's usually learned the strike zone pretty well. And now we're going to have a little conference as heading out is Xavier Baker to talk with Jake Scott. There are two outs here in the bottom of the first. If Leach can keep the inning going, it'll be Sam Cooper who will bat next. Scott comes set and glances at second base and pitches up and in for ball one. Leach with just a little bit of an open stance, that lead foot around toward third base. Steps in, and then he hits the ball high in the air and pretty well to left field, going back, the left fielder going up, and he makes the catch right at the edge of the warning track. Leach got a bunch of that one, but just not quite enough, and the inning is over. So Montgomery County threatens in the bottom of the first inning, but no runs on a couple of hits, and they leave two runners on. We played an inning in Bourbon County. Has a 1-0 lead on the Indians. We'll be back in 90 seconds.
Creating lasting customer relationships is at the heart of Traditional Bank. Every day we get to serve our friends and neighbors, support new home ownership, help businesses grow, and invest in the communities we serve. Nothing means more to us than helping a customer reach a financial milestone or seeing a satisfied smile in the teller line. Thank you for allowing us to do what we love each and every day. Trust, tradition, together. Traditional Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
When your doctor recommends that you go to a rehab unit before you return home after an injury or surgery, ask that you be referred to Windsor Care Center's rehab unit in Mount Sterling. Your spacious, comfortable room will be steps away from the rehab area where you'll receive expert physical, occupational, and speech therapy to get you back on the move after a stroke, hip fracture, or whatever might send you to a rehab unit. They'll treat you like family at the Windsor Care Center.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Indians are down a run as we go to the top of the second inning, and it's going to be T.J. Wilcox, the designated hitter, batting for the left fielder Braxton Lail. Wilcox, a left-hand batter, the first pitch is swung and missed for strike one. Indians trying to put the first run of the season on the boards against the Bourbon County right-hander Jake Scott, but left runners at second and third. There's a pitch fouled away left side, and it's no balls, two strikes to count. Wilcox and Jackson Byers, the sophomore, and Matthew Yazel pitched way up high. One ball, two strikes. Todd into his windup. Breaking pitches. Wow. Shoo, that sure looked like it dropped in there. Must not have gotten there in time. And it's all even at two balls, two strikes. The pitch bounces up there. You know, we always talk about batters giving up on the ball too early. Sometimes I think umpires can too. That pitch looked like it was going to be out, and then it boy dropped right in there. But the count is full now. Todd trying to keep this leadoff batter off base. And it's a chopper, the first baseman, and it's foul. So the count stays at three balls, two strikes. Yesterday, I thought Jamin Kaba, in that 10-0 loss to Clark County, came a Kaba in relief, and I thought he looked better throwing the ball than he has. Looks like he might round into form. That pitch is up and away, and so for the second inning in a row, a leadoff walk puts a runner on. Here's Jackson Byers, a sophomore shortstop, to bat. Byers a .393 batting average. A couple of doubles on the season, right-hand batter. Runner not going. The pitch has popped up over on the third base side. The catcher goes over and couldn't get it. Probably a play that third baseman can make it, but the catcher, you know, he's trying to make that play all the way, and again, running away from the plate down toward the dugout, over near the screen too, and could make the play, and it's strike one. Would have been a big out. So Byers really kind of has a new life now. Back in the right-hand batter's batting box, not much of a lead at first base. Runner staying, and the curveball has popped up, went after a pitch that was way up high. It's hit very high, and the center fielder couldn't quite get there, and there will be runners at first and second. The long run coming for Montgomery County from Ethan Overhauser. He just couldn't quite get there. So there are two runners on with nobody out for Bourbon County. And here's Matthew Yazel, the right fielder, senior, right-hand batter, and he showed bunt, but it was Todd spinning around and bluffing towards second base. And the pitch is popped up, and the catcher can't quite get there. He's coming back to the plate. It'll be strike one. Well, this is a tough thing. A young pitcher, when you're a freshman on the mound, this kind of game, you look like you really got to call third strike on the first batter. The second batter pops up, and the catcher can't quite get to it back near the screen. And now you've got two on, and there's a good bunt. Third base side, and everybody's going to be safe. Bases are loaded. And again, that's just a well-executed bunt by your number nine hitter.
Back to the top of the lineup for the Cardinals.
And so the bases are loaded. So we're back to the top of the order, and here is Jake Scott, and the sophomore pitcher can help himself in a big way. Breaking ball is just a little bit low. See, if that pitch broke low, that makes you think, why was the pitch with two strikes earlier in the inning not a strike the way it came in? But one ball, no strikes. That one bounces up there. Good job back behind the plate by Sam Cooper of not letting that get to the backstop, but it's two balls, no strikes. So now Todd, they're trying to, infield is in on the corners. That pitch is over the outside corner for a strike and kind of a little bit liberal there, and it's 2-1. Breaking ball comes in high to take the count to 3-1, so. Well, you talk about a hitter's pitch right here. The bases loaded, nobody out, 3-1 count. Scott's got to be thinking, I'm going to get a good pitch, and I'm going to try to drive it. And he hits it into left field for a base hit. Just one run scoring, ball bottled out in left field that allowed the runners to move up. Two-run score. And it is a 4-0 game. Yazel moves to third and Scott to second on the error to the left fielder. So now here's Aiden Earlywine. He walked his first time up. Todd looking for an out right here. Pitches down low for a ball. And Todd also throwing an awful lot of pitches here. It happened to Jace Mays yesterday starting the game, when Clark County struck for 5 unearned runs in the first inning. And then Mays had just thrown so many pitches. That pitch is over the outside corner for a strike. One ball, one strike. Todd working again, and the ball is hit high in the air out into center field, running over, and Overhauser gets there, makes the catch, and throws a strike to the plate. Runner holds on, and it was a good thing for Bourbon County. He did. There's one out. So here's Xavier Baker, who had a sacrifice fly to left his first time up to drive in a run. Todd ready and working. Breaking ball. Stays inside for ball one. It's 3-1. I think I said earlier 4-1, but it's 3-1. Colonels with a run of the first. They got two here in the second inning, and they've got two more sitting in scoring position with one out. Todd not taking a lot of time, and there's a ball pop foul first base side, and the count even at one ball, one strike. Sits Danny with an off day today. The Reds on their way back from San Diego, where they won only one of three, and they'll be playing the Orioles in a weekend series at Great American. The 1-1 pitch is outside. Again, a good job by Cooper of scooping it up and not letting it get to the backstop. 2-1. Cooper was a starting catcher, and then last year got replaced by a veteran who came in, and now he's back in there. And I think he's just beginning to really feel comfortable in the position again, and he's that pitch is up and in. And it's three balls and a strike. Baker batting with Richie in the on-deck circle. Todd looks for a strike here at 3-1. That one bounces up there. And the bases are loaded. Here's J.T. Richie. Had a base hit his first time up. And we get a conference out at the mound. Little break in the action before Richie bats. I would be really surprised if we get a pitching change at this point in the game, but we'll see. Out there to talk things over with his team is Brian Minyard, Montgomery County coach. Beautiful day for baseball here at Bobby Joe Whitaker Field. The concessions are really good. Some things you might not want to get. If you get the corn dogs, they're delicious, but people will just come in and they'll just take them from you. And here we go with Richie ready to step in. Todd still on the mound. Temperature at 86 degrees right now. Wow. I think there's a lot of humidity, though. Pitches up high. Ball one. Can the freshman work his way out of a big jam here? Only the second inning. That pitch is grounded, and it's into left field for a base hit. And, you know, two-run score to make it 5-0. And runners end up at first and third. A couple of RBIs for Richie. Casey Mays is a really good infielder. In that position, I don't know. I'd like to go back and see exactly where. I wonder if he wasn't playing a little bit too close to second base there with a right-hand batter up. And, you know, Todd's not going to overpower a lot of people. The pitch is fouled away for a strike. There are so many elements to this game, folks. Montgomery County's infield is in with runners at second and third and one out to try to make a play at the plate. And Mays, who dove for that last ball, kind of looking and making sure that he's okay, kind of waving that glove shoulder around that's been bothering him. Here comes the one-strike pitch, and it's down in the dirt. One ball, one strike. Highlander batting, and Aiden Byers, the senior, waiting in the on-deck circle. Bourbon County has four seniors, and they're all in the starting lineup. That pitch is over the inside corner for a called strike. Highlander acted as if he didn't like that call, but he's really crowding the plate, and that ball easily hit the inside corner. And not far from hitting him. Here comes the one ball, two strike pitch, and a swing and a miss. And that's the second out of the inning. Boy, a big punch out there for Todd, his second of the game. Here's Aiden Byers, the senior first baseman. Right-hand batter steps in. Todd really has... He has not pitched that poorly. A couple of kind of seeing eye singles. Here's a ball. Again, that was ripped into left field for a base hit. And two-run score. And again, it's bobbled out there in left field to allow runner to get into second base. That'll be another error on the Indians. And it is 7-0 Colonels.
Up the bat, DH, number 12, Wilcox.
And the Colonels have batted around. Here's Wilcox, who opened this inning by drawing a walk. Here's a swing and a miss for strike one. Wilcox batting, and Jackson Byers waits on deck for the Colonels, who've opened up a big lead here in the second inning. The runner goes to third, and he is going to be safe sliding in. That was a pitch that was low in the dirt. And base runner made a good read on it, and he was off as soon as it was down in the dirt. Tough play for Cooper to try to make. Again, this inning, going back to the beginning of the inning, Jake Todd could very easily have been out of this inning so early. Breaking ball that stays a little bit high, and it's two balls and a strike. And he didn't get a third strike call that was very, very close to the first batter. There's a ball that's ripped into right field, and they'll get another run in. That's a solid base hit. And it's 8-0. And then the second batter hit a pop-up over toward the third base dugout, and Cooper couldn't quite get to it. Easily could have been the second out. And if that had happened, there would not be a run on the board here in this inning. Instead, there are seven. Well, those are, and again, that doesn't mean that none of these runs are earned, because, you know, those two things didn't happen. Those are just my opinions of what I'm telling you. But now we're going to get a visit to the mound, and Todd is a freshman right now. His day is done on the mound. And we'll get a relief pitcher coming in, and we'll take a break. We'll be back after we step out for 90 seconds here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Cars, trucks, SUVs, new and used, we've got a deal waiting for you. See me, Lonnie Pendleton, at Dutch Chevrolet Ford in Mount Sterling.
So if you're looking, here's the word. Get the deal that you deserve.
At Dutch Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling. And on the web at DutchesAuto.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Gabe Amberge coming in to pitch for Montgomery County here. This is a senior who has not pitched this season. Amberge has only been on the team within the last couple of weeks. He's a member of the bass fishing team. He's a guy who was state champion. He and his brother teamed up to win the state championship bass fishing tournament 2 years ago. And this year, they did not qualify for the state. They didn't miss by a lot, but did not get into the state tournament. So Indians certainly can use some pitching, but we'll see how the senior right-hander can do here, with Bourbon County already leading 8-0 here in only the second inning. As far as the way the game has gone, Bourbon County does not have an extra base hit in this game. They've had a couple of really solid singles, but they've had ground ball singles that have gotten between short and third into left field, well placed. And the Indians, right now defensively, this team is very fragile. You know, they're kind of used to, hey, yeah, we make mistakes, we let runs score, and you got to hope that ends sometime here in the next few games. Amberg is ready, will work from the stretch with a runner at first, and he pitches. And now that pitch has been a strike the last couple of pitches, but not to Amberg, and it's ball one. Call that one outside. One ball, no strikes. It was an outside pitch. That one's further outside. It's two balls, no strikes. Byers had a base hit his first time up there. Amber E with a glance over at first base. pitches, and that is a called strike. Gets 2-1. So Amberge trying to come back here and see if he can get this final out of the second inning. Yep, sets, delivers, and it's fouled straight back. A good fastball, but Byers able to foul it back, and it's all even now. Two balls and two strikes, two outs. Again, the Colonels have scored seven runs here in the second inning. Runner doesn't have a big lead at first base, and there's a pitch fouled back. And we hold at 2-2. And Berge, about 6'2", 190-pounder. Again, the 2-2. Well, that's just outside. And the count is 4-3-2. And the full count pitch is hit foul and long down the left field line, out of play. And the count stays 4-3-2. Amberge again will bring the payoff pitch with two outs and a runner at first here in the top of the second. And the ball is hit high in the air and well hit out to left center field, and racing back to catch up with it out in center field. Over into left center is Ethan Overhauser, and the inning is over. Ball is well hit, but Overhauser able to track it down. But in the inning, Bourbon County comes up with seven runs. They do it on five hits. They leave a runner on base. There were, let's see, one, two, three Montgomery County errors. And we go to the bottom of the second. The Indians trailing Bourbon County now 8-0. We'll be back in 90 seconds.
Hi, I'm Alan Johnson, Market President of People's Exchange Bank in Mount Sterling. At People's Exchange Bank, we're more than just your bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your trusted financial partners. With our local decision-making process, you won't have to wait for approval from a distant corporate office. We're here to listen, understand, and provide solutions that work for you. Visit us in person or find us online at pebank.com.
People's Exchange Bank, your trusted banking partner. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Porter Group is a different kind of insurance agency. We do more than just Medicare. When was the last time you had your life insurance reviewed? Do you have the new kind of life insurance? We will review your whole life, term life, final expense, and universal life policies. We can help you with them all. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review. That's 606-780-1387.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Sam Cooper leads it off for Montgomery County here in the second inning and swings through a Jake Scott opening pitch for strike one. Cooper, Overhauser, and Kofer batting for the Indians here in the bottom of the second inning. The pitch is well outside. It's 1-1. Indians were down 1-0. In the bottom of the first, they got a pair of two-out singles from Doar and Minyard, and then Leach hit a long fly ball to left field, but it stayed in the park. Swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. Bourbon County next Tuesday will be at Clark County for the their district showdown, really. Clark County won 5-1 earlier. Here's a swing and a foul ball at the plate, and the count stays at 1-2. It'll be a big game next Tuesday in Winchester. See who's going to be the number one seed in the district. Breaking ball is chopped foul down into the third base coach's box. And so the count stays at 1-2 to Sam Cooper, right-handed batting senior. That one's a low bridge, comes over his head, and it's all even at 2-2. Well, the Indians need base runners any way they can get them, of course. Here's a ball popped back of the plate, and it'll get back out of play. Anytime I see the name Jake Scott, I think of the great defensive back for the Georgia Bulldogs who went and played for the Miami Dolphins. And then, as Scott deals, and it's too close to take, fouled off to the right side. And then Jake Scott moved to Hawaii. Went off the grid, so to speak. Lived down a lane where he could barely be found when he got through with his football career. Quite a story for that Jake Scott. This Jake Scott pitching, and it's a breaking ball again. Just fouling it off is Cooper. It broke outside, but again, a little bit too close to take, and with 2 strikes. This will be the 10th pitch of the at-bat, and we'll have an 11th with another foul ball. So Scott and Cooper in a good battle right here to start the Montgomery County second. There's another breaking ball, and it's fouled off again. We have had 2-2 pitches that have been fouled off and out of play. And he fouls another one at the plate. The at-bat, wonder what the all-time record is in any league for number of pitches that one batter has faced. This will be number 13, and home plate umpire needed to come and get a baseball. And again, the pitch, and that one bounces up there, so we'll have another one. The count is now full at 3-2. It took Scott 14 pitches to get out of the first inning with 2 hits. This will be the 15th pitch to the leadoff batter, and that is a fair ball down the left field line. And there is runner heading into second base, and the throw will not be in time. A leadoff double, and what an at-bat for Sam Cooper. And here's Ethan Oberhauser coming to the plate with a runner in scoring position, nobody out. You know, if you're thinking, hey, what are the Indians? You're down 8-0 in the bottom of the second inning. What are you playing for? A young team is playing for a lot. You're playing for every at bat to try and keep, you know, try to get some momentum at the plate for, you know, a pitcher who hasn't pitched before this season to get a chance to throw some innings. And that one's down in the dirt for a ball. So a 15-pitch at-bat for Sam Cooper. Oberhauser, right-hand batter, very even stance. And the 1-0, a breaking pitch that's in for a called strike, and it's all even at 1-1.
All right, let's
go now, too. So ball and strike the count. Evan Colfer is the on-deck batter as we move to the bottom part of the Montgomery County batting order. Here's a swing and a miss and a good fastball from Jake Scott, and the count is 1-2. over Hauser. Spins that bat around a couple of times, and Scott deals the 1-2, and it hit him. So the Indians have runners at first and second with nobody out. Here's Evan Kofer.
Coming to the plate, number 34, Evan Kofer.
Kofer ready to step in. Kofer only a freshman, another one of those young Montgomery County players, and pitch bounces. A catcher picks it up, throws to third, and they got him. Just one of those plays. Boy, the Indians, that's not a steal attempt, folks. That's a ball that bounced up, and you took a perfect throw, but the catcher made it, and there's one out as Overhauser moves to second base. That's the kind of stuff that the Indians have been kind of facing all year. One ball, no strike pitch, and that's a strike. And it's one ball, one strike. Talk about something to give a pitcher a lift. The guy who hadn't given up a run yet all season and looked like he was destined to give one up here, but not so. That pitch is down low, and it's 2-1. Jamin Caba is the on-deck batter for the Indians. Just a very slight open stance for Kofer. That pitch is, that's a called strike, but a gift there, and it's 2-2. That's the pitch that's kind of been, you know, flip a coin a little bit today, whether it's a ball or a strike. On that pitch that's a little bit off the outside corner. Here comes the 2-2 and a swing and a miss. And there are two outs. Here's Jamin Caba.
Number 17, Jamin Caba.
Caba comes to the plate and right-hand batter. First pitch is hit high in the air, foul territory, third base side. It's going to get back out of play. Strike one. No balls and a strike, the count to Jamin Caba. Two outs, runner at second base here in the second inning. And there's a curveball that swung on and missed. So Scott ahead 0-2, and that one's a low bridge through it behind him. Again, it bounced off the backstop, but this time no chance as the runner moves to third base. And it's a ball and two strikes to count. Scott works from the stretch, pitches, and that's outside. And that wasn't close, really. That was on the line marking the batter's box, well off the plate. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, runner at third. Scott trying to end things right here. Caba trying to get a run in. Chops it foul over toward the Montgomery County dugout. And the count stays at two balls, two strikes. Foul pin back again, and we're going to stay at 2-2. Scott came in having pitched 22 and two-thirds scoreless innings. Actually, I say scoreless. He'd given up two runs, but both were unearned, so he had a 0.00 earned run average, and that's where it stands right now. That pitch is inside. And the count is full at 3-2. We'll go back to the top of the batting order as Jace Mays waits in the on-deck circle. If Cable can reach. Scott working quickly. And the 3-2 is pop foul back of the plate. So the count is full. Scott sets, checks, pitches, swing and a miss. And the inning is over. So Montgomery County had two on with nobody out, but able to come back and retire the side of Scott. No runs on a hit and a runner left. Two innings in the books, and Bourbon County up easily. They lead it by a score of 8-0 here as we go to the third. We'll do that in 90 seconds.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park or give them a call, 498-4490.
When you are looking for quality dental care at affordable prices, there's only one place to go in the Gateway area. That's Sterling Family Dental Care at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. You get it from a dentist and staff that truly cares about their patients. Dr. Johnson also offers the latest in technology when it comes to cosmetic dentistry. Make sure you and your family have quality dental health care. It will put your mind at ease. Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
We move on to the Bourbon County third now. Amberge ready for his first full inning of work. Came in to get the final out of the second inning. Gabe will face Matthew Yazel. And then the top of the order in Jake Scott and Aiden Earlywine. The first pitch up and in for ball one. What the Indians would hope that Amberge is the kind of guy, he throws pretty hard, that you know he might, if he can, you know, find himself here late in the season, misses inside, and it's 2-0, can have control, that he would have the possibility of, if nothing else, you know, maybe giving a couple of innings of good relief in the postseason. Two balls and no strikes, and he pitches, and that one's up high, and it's 3-0. So Amberge down in the count. Again, you're facing the number nine hitter in the order. He did have a base hit his first time up today. Pitches, and that one's way high. So a four-pitch walk to start the inning. And for the third inning in a row, Bourbon County has opened the inning with a walk. Just a little, that's, you know, tough situation to put yourself in when you go putting those runners on base. Amberge now works from the stretch. Pitches low, gets away from the catcher, bounces up there. Late throw to second. It was a pretty good one, but it gets into center field. That'll be a wild pitch and then a throwing error. And again, we've got nobody out here in the third and a runner already at third base. And a one ball, no strike count on Jake Scott, who has walked and singled and scored both times. And Amberge pitches, and that pitch is in for a strike. One ball, one strike the count. Earlywine is on deck. That pitch is down low, and it's two balls and a strike. Amberge with the runner at third base, working from the stretch windup. instead of going full ear. Again, sets, pitches. It pitches in for a strike, and it's 2-2. Could use a strikeout here. Scott waits. That one's low and away, and the count is full at 3-2. And a check swing, and that'll be outside for ball four. So Scott will trot on down to first base. Back-to-back walks to start the inning, and now they'll take Scott down. We'll get a courtesy runner in for the Bourbon County pitcher as Earlywine comes to the plate.
Back to plate number three, Earlywine.
Earlywine has walked and flied out to center field. Samuel Cooper goes out in front of the home plate to give the infield signals here with the runners at first and third and nobody out. Pitch is way outside. Runner will hold at third as the runner at first goes on down to second base. And there are runners at second, third, and third with the wild pitch. Just kind of wonder how long Amberge will pitch in this game again since he's just recently joined the team. Pitches, and that's a strike, and it's 1-1. Swing and a miss. It's a ball and two strikes. Earlywine bats with Xavier Baker on deck, the heart of the batting order coming up here. The Colonel's already up 8-0. And the pitch is hit into right field, and it does get by the second baseman for a base hit. And the second runner trying to score. The throw was a good one, but a little bit late. And it's a 10-0 game.
Coming to the plate, number 7, Baker.
A couple of runs batted in for Earlywine. And Earlywine moves on to second base on the throw to the plate, and here is Baker to bat. He has hit a sacrifice fly. And reached on a walk. His two times up. Takes a low for ball one. J.T. Ritchie moves to the on-deck circle for the Colonels. And the pitch is taken over the outside corner for a strike. It's one ball, one strike. Hamburgy deals, and it's fouled straight back. He gets ahead in the count 1-2. There's nobody out here in the Bourbon County third. They played it a run in the first. They got 7 in the second and 2 in the third. That pitch is way outside. And it's even at 2-2. Sam Cooper getting a pretty good workout back behind home plate. Hamburgy ready, and ball's hit out into right field and coming on, and it will drop in front of Norris for a base hit. Runner coming to the plate, and they throw home, and it's not in time, just late. Runner goes to second, throw back there, not quite in time. And it's 11-0. And the batter will be J.T. Ritchie. Bourbon County will send Dexter Leverett, a sophomore, in. And Cooper got a little shaken up at home plate, and the trainer is out to check on him. So we have a break in the action right now. Let's step out. We'll be back here at Bobby Joe Whitaker Field in 90 seconds.
Pros know that there's a right tire for every job, like the new Mastercraft Courser Trail Truck and SUV tire. With biting grooves that lock into snow to improve handling in winter conditions, and innovative tread compounding for rugged durability, the Mastercraft Courser Trail has everything you'd expect from a premium tire, except the price. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice. Available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends. Enjoy your favorite breakfast when you mix and match a savory sausage McMuffin, a buttery sausage biscuit, or golden hash browns. Buy one, get one for a dollar. Price of participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Cooper got, I didn't see if he got hit by the ball or coming in or by the runner. I don't know. They worked on the right leg. I mean, he's okay. I think he's standing up and just almost like he's got a cramp in that right leg right above the knee. And he's going to see if he's going to be able to continue now. And I think he will stay in the game. Bourbon County with three runs here in this inning. They lead 11-0, and we're only in the top of the third inning, folks, and there is nobody out. It's he may let Cooper take a couple of throws, I don't know, but so Bourbon County will send J.T. Ritchie to the plate. Ritchie has been up twice. He has singled twice. He has scored a run. He has driven in two. And another RBI opportunity with the runner out at second base for Ritchie. Highlander moves to the on-deck circle. Now they're going to let Cooper take a couple of throws from Ambergy before we continue the game. It's been a long two plus innings back behind home plate for Samuel Cooper, that's for sure. But now we're ready to go again. The right-handed batting Ritchie will step in. You know, we really haven't had a day quite like today, as that pitch is in for a strike to start off the at-bat. I mean, it's showing 86 degrees right now. So it's a hot day, and he's been back there for a long time. With Bourbon County rolling up the runs, that's a called strike, and Ritchie is behind, no balls, two strikes. But here's where Amberg has got to be really careful. I mean, Ritchie is, he's only a sophomore, but he's played a lot of baseball in the summers. He's a good two-strike hitter. Takes, and a good eye up there, really. Takes up high for a ball, and it's 1-2. Hamburg, he stares in, glances at second, and here he comes with a pitch, and it's way outside. Two balls, two strikes, the count. This game now is an hour and 15 minutes old. We're in the top of the third inning, folks. There's a check swing, and the count runs full at 3-2.
Let's go, 2-5.
And the payoff is on the way, and it's outside. So, Hamburg, you got to end the count. No balls, two strikes, and then four in a row out of the strike zone. Bourbon County with three walks in this inning. And here is Cade Highlander. Yeah, we've got nobody out here in this third inning. That pitch is low and away for a ball. If you're Montgomery County now, you start thinking, hey, this could be a three-inning game right here. Hamburg, he comes set, pitches. That's outside. It's 2-0. Runners leading. The runner not being held on at first base, of course, with Bourbon County only this big lead. There's a pitch that's in for a strike. 2-1. There's a ball hit well to left field, and Dorr will catch it almost right where he was playing for the first out. That was a well hit ball by Richie, but first out of the inning. I said Richie by Highlander, and so Viers will come to the plate now. Now it looks like we might get another pitching change for the Indians. So while we wait for the pitching change, let's step out. We'll be back after we pause 90 seconds here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Tired of all those trips to the pharmacy? With Whittaker Pharmacy's MedSync program, they'll simplify things for you. You'll pick up all your prescriptions once a month. Those who use the program are less likely to miss a dose of their medication. And when you transfer your prescriptions to Whittaker Pharmacy, you'll get a free MedSync pill box. 9-6 weekdays and 9-2 on Saturday. Phone 498-3141. Terms and conditions apply. Whittaker Pharmacy on the Mount Sterling Bypass next to People's Exchange Bank.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Dustin Buster Cremines, a sophomore, coming in to throw with one out. A couple of runners on here in the top half of inning number three. Bourbon County with an 11-0 lead, and they get ready to send it. Aiden Byers to the plate. He has popped out to the second baseman. He had a base hit and scored a run in his two trips to the plate today. Bourbon County, after today's game. Tomorrow they'll be at home against Bracken County. Coming to Holy Cross at home on Saturday in a noon game. And then again, Clark County next Tuesday. And Cremeens pitches and misses high for ball one. And the one ball pitch, and that's up high, and it's 2-0. Cremeens, this is his seventh appearance, has started only one game. Checks the runners and pitches, and that's in for a strike. It's 2-1. Cremeens has an earned run average of 18.79. It is 6 1/3 innings. And there's a pitch that misses, and it's 3-1.
Let's go 2-9.
Yeah, he throws the ball pretty hard, and only a sophomore. He delivers, and that's up high, and we have the bases loaded. Baker moves on to third, Ritchie to second.
At the bat, number 12, Wilcox.
Here's Wilcox to the plate. Wilcox has walked and singled to drive in a run. Left-handed batter. Just a slight open stance for the left-hand batter, and he swings through the first pitch from Cremeens for strike one. That pitch is a little bit up and in, and it's all even at one ball, one strike. Wilcox with batting with Jackson Byers on deck for Bourbon County. And there's a ground ball to the second baseman who gloves, goes to second for one, back to first, and not in time. A run scores to make it 12-0, and there'll be runners at first and third. Baker scores. Ritchie moves on to third. Cofer flipping on to Todd, who's now at shortstop for the out there, and Wilcox reaching on the fielder's choice. And here is Jackson Byers, ninth batter in the inning, has singled and scored and flied out to center field. Cremeens misses up high there for ball one. Yazel is the on-deck batter for Bourbon County. Swing and a miss. Might have been, thought I heard a tip of a foul maybe, but right into the catcher's mitt. It's one ball, one strike. Went after a pitch that was up and out of the strike zone. 1-1 the count. And this one is fouled over to the Bourbon County dugout, first base side, and Cremeens gets ahead, a ball and two strikes. Cremeens pitches, misses outside with that pitch, and he's all even at 2-2. There's a ball hit into center field, and that will drop in for a base hit. And another run scores to make it 13-0. Other runner stops at second base.
Back to the place of the tunnel, number 6, Yazel.
And here's Yazel, who started it all off with a walk and came around to score the first run of the inning. That number has now reached 5. Two outs and a swing and a miss by Yazel for strike one. Jay Scott is on deck. Swing and a miss. So Cremines has jumped ahead. No balls, two strikes. And a swing and a miss, and the inning is finally over. Bourbon County with five runs in the inning. They only had three hits. They leave two runners on base. And we move to the bottom half of the third inning. Bourbon County with a 13-0 lead on the Indians, and we'll be right back in 90 seconds.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
Hey, here's great news from LA1 in Winchester. The peach is back. The great combination of LA1 and peaches is here. Now rest easy, all you hardcore fans. We'll never mess with the original. So go to your favorite store and grab your favorite flavor of LA, including new peach LA. Get more details on our website, LA1.com, and on all LA social media. And remember, the peach is back.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, Superintendent of Montgomery County Schools. Giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
Well, the Indians down by 13 runs here as they bat in the home third. Here is Buster Cremines to lead things off here in the third inning. Then Jake Todd and Raiden Doerr as we're back to the top of the batting order, and the pitch is fouled back for a strike. Well, those have been long waits on that bench for Jake Scott. Maybe a little bit surprised maybe that we didn't see a new pitcher just because of, boy, it can be kind of tough on an arm when you sit and wait that long between pitching efforts. But Scott's back out there. He pitches and a swing and a miss. And it's no balls and two strikes. I mean, Scott's in complete control. The Indians have threatened in both innings, but he's been able to get out of it. There's a breaking ball in for a call, strike three. Three pitches and the first out of this third inning. Here's Jake Todd, who popped out to second base his first time up. Doerr moves on deck.
Let's
go, JT. Scott delivering in the ground ball to the third baseman. Comes up on a big hop to him, and the throw is in time, and very quickly we've got two outs. Here's Braden Doerr. The freshman had a base hit with two outs in the first inning, got around to third base, and then got left on base on a fly ball by Eli Leach out to left field. Pitch is taken over the inside corner for a strike. Scott doing what good pitchers do. I mean, he's got a 13-0 lead. He's not going to waste pitches. Throw the ball over the plate, get strikes, let the defense work. Missed a little bit with that breaking ball, and it's one ball, one strike. Doerr, right-hand batter, and the 1-1 is hit high in the air First baseman coming over in foul territory and makes the play, and that'll do it. Indians, only seven pitches they received from Scott in the bottom of the third inning. And we'll go to the fourth with Bourbon County on top, 13-0. We'll return in 90 seconds.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over three decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Moorhen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Moorhead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmoorhead.com.
Do you regularly divvy up the dinner bill with friends or family? Split the cost of that check with Zelle, a fast, safe, and easy way to send money to people you know and trust right from your traditional bank account. So after you split the meal, make sure to split the cost of the dinner bill with Zelle. Learn more at traditionalbank.com/Zelle. Terms and conditions apply. Traditional Bank, member FDIC.
Bourbon County is back to the top of the batting order again. As Jake Scott leads it off, he's walked twice, singled, and he scored three times in the game. Scored in every inning, goes after the first pitch from Cremines and fouls it away for a strike. Well, Cremines got a couple of outs there in that inning and did not give up any runs. Runs he allowed were charged to his predecessor, and hence Buster has lowered his ERA a little bit. Pitch foul away, and there are two strikes, and that pitch is up high, and it is one ball, two strikes. Scott Earlywine and Baker batting for Bourbon County here in the top half of the fourth inning. That pitch is down and away, and the count evens at two balls, two strikes. Scott even stands, hitting for the right side. He's waiting, and Cremines pitches, and a swing and a miss. Cremines gets a strikeout to begin the fourth inning. Here's Aiden Earlywine, who has walked, he has singled, he has flied to center, he has scored a run and driven in a pair. Right-handed batting senior center fielder takes a pitch in for a strike. And there's a swing and a miss. Boy, catcher stood up when that pitch was coming in. And again, he's got a cramp in his upper part of his leg, and we're going to get the trainer coming in again with a no-ball, two-strike count on Earlywine, and we get a little break in the action, and I think we're going to have a new catcher come on. So Sam Cooper is going to leave the game as Montgomery County gets a new catcher in.
In the game for the Indians, behind the plate, number 23, Raymond Hundley.
So now catching for Montgomery County is senior Raymond Hundley, and they'll give him a few catches behind the plate. So Hundley comes in for Cooper here in the top of the fourth inning. We can see as Cremines went into his motion there. Cooper came up out of his crouch, grabbing that. This time it was his left thigh muscle, and so we had a new catcher in for the Tribe, and we're ready to go. Hunley, appearing in his third game of the season, he's a veteran. Boy, what a good teammate, good part of the team. Just hadn't gotten to play a lot. And the pitcher has popped up, foul back of the plate. Hunley coming back and just gets back behind the screen. Count stays at no balls, two strikes. Well, you liked what Hunley did right there. He got rid of that mask in a hurry, got back to the fence. If there had been a play, he could have made it. But now early wind back in, waiting on the 0-2 again from Cremains, who delivers, and it's a ground ball to the shortstop. It's gloved. The throw is in time, and there are two outs.
Coming back to the plate for the Cardinals, number 7, Baker.
And here is Xavier Baker, who has hit a sacrifice fly to drive in a run, walked and scored, and singled and scored. So Cremains trying to get a 1-2-3 inning here. And he pitches, and the first pitch to Baker drops a little bit low for a ball. Baker bats with Richie on deck. Ball is hit high in the air to center field, and Oberhauser almost right in his tracks, able to make the play, and the inning is quickly over. So after giving up so many base runners, so many runs, Cremains works through a 1-2-3 inning at the top of the Colonel batting order. And we go to the bottom of the fourth. 13-0, Bourbon County. Indians will have Maynard Leach and Cooper come to the plate when we return after a 90-second timeout.
When it comes to senior health care in this area, Windsor Care Center, a part of Regency Care of Mount Sterling LLC, has gained a reputation over the last half century of providing quality care through caring professionals that treat your family like their family. They offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy programs designed to give your loved one the best quality of life possible. With dedicated personnel in a positive environment, they'll give your loved one the best chance for the best outcome. Windsor Care Center, treating you like family.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether they're buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
As we return here, an earned run average for Dustin Cremains has gone from 1879 down to 1491. Again, he hadn't pitched a lot, so, you know, he's really looked pretty good today. The sophomore, right-hander, and now Montgomery County down 13-0. The Indians got to come up with some runs. Won't be easy against Jake Scott. Scott has allowed no runs on three hits through the first three innings with four strikeouts. Here's Blake Minyard, who had a base hit with two outs in the first inning, got left stranded at second base. Minyard, then Leach, then Cooper to bat here against Jake Scott. And we do have a new pitcher coming in, so Jackson Byers has come on for Bourbon County. And he's missed with the first two pitches here to Minyard. Two balls, no strikes. So Scott continues to be perfect with the ERA at 0.00 with three innings of work today. There's a pitch in for a strike, and it's 2-1. Byers delivers and misses, and it's three balls and a strike. Minyard trying to become a leadoff base runner here. And there's a high bounce, and the shortstop comes in, plays on a big hop, throws to first, and just gets him. And there's one out. Eli Leach. Leach hit a long fly right at the warning track in left field with two men on and two outs in the first inning. Temperature finally started going down just a little bit. It's 84 degrees, though, still here. Byers delivers, and that's in for a strike. Scott threw 54 pitches in the three innings he worked today. That pitch is low and away, and it's one ball, one strike. So now he's worked 25 and two-thirds innings without allowing a run this season for the Colonels. Here's a ball that's hit through the middle for a base hit. Eli Leach. Indians get their fourth hit. They have a runner at first with one out. Now we're going to get Hundley to the plate.
Now at the bat, making his first batting appearance of the game, number 23, Raymond Hundley.
Raymond Hundley batting for the first time.
Relax. Let's go, 2-3.
This is only his fourth at bat of the season, so very slight open stance for Hundley. And Byers pitches, and it's on the corner outside for strike one. Hundley, an even stance, hitting from the right side batter's box, and they'll work him. That pitch came upstairs, and it's all even at 1-1. Runner at first with one out. Oberhauser is in the on-deck circle. Leach takes his lead. Pitches outside. Two balls and a strike. There's a pair of sophomores that Coach Nelson Ferris has put out on the mound today for the Colonels. That pitch is in for a called strike. It's all even at 2-2. He comes set. The break even is down in the dirt. Throw to first base, but back in is Leach, and the count is full at 3-2. So Hundley in and waiting on the payoff pitch coming from right-hander Jackson Byers, and it's on the way, and it's a ground ball. The shortstop, he will be able to go off his glove. That was a tough hop into left center field, and the Indians have two runners on.
Number two, Ethan Oberhauser.
Here's Oberhauser coming to the plate. He got hit by a pitch his first time up. Bourbon County running the first, seven in the second, five in the third. Here's Oberhauser. Right-hand batter. And the first pitch from Byers is a ground ball that will... The second baseman runs toward right field and makes the play. Coming over, J.T. Ritchie had a long way to go, but got there, and runners move up, but there are now two outs.
Up the bat, number 34, Evan
Pilfer. Oberhauser retired 4-3, and here is Evan Pilfer. Pilfer steps in, batting right-handed, struck out against Scott his first time, waits on a breaking pitch and takes a strike. Byers dropped it right over the inside corner. He is trying to get on the board here with runners at second and third, but there are two outs. Cable in the on-deck circle. Bottom of the fourth inning, that is strike two.
Let's go, 3-4.
No balls and two strikes to count. So Byers a pitch away from getting out of this jam. He's works from the stretch windup. Pitches, and that was not a strike, but he got called a strike. That pitch is outside, but he rung him up, and the inning is over. So in the fourth inning, Montgomery County, no runs on two hits, and they leave two. And we move on to the top of the fifth inning, Bourbon County leading at 13-0 over the Tribe, and we'll be back in 90 seconds.
I made a deal so sweet.
So sweet, so sweet.
You know it could have been some honey.
Oh, yeah.
We're making great deals every day. I'm Todd Duncan. Come see me at Dutch's Chevy Ford in Mount Sterling. Don't miss out on a great deal.
Dutch's Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at dutchesauto.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Reliable, customized, and simple. That's what insurance should be. Add in attentive service, and that's what you can expect from us at People's Exchange Insurance. This is Bill Whitaker, and I'd like to help you protect what matters to you most. Life is full of unexpected twists and turns, and that's why we offer a wide variety of insurance products. Whether it's protecting your home, your autos, or providing for your family when they need it most, we've got you covered. Stop by and see me at People's Exchange Bank next to Lowe's on the bypass, or give me a call at 859-498-2008. People's Exchange Insurance, your trusted insurance partner.
Luke Duff coming on to pitch, and a freshman. Well, the Indians have used a lot of pitchers these last 2 days in these district games that have seen them now be outscored to this point at 24-0 in to Clark County and Bourbon County. Duff only a freshman, and he'll come on here and he'll face the number 4, 5, and 6 batters in the Bourbon County order here in the top of the fifth. Crimmins, though, I thought he looked pretty good. Hamburg, he still needs to, just if he gets a chance to throw a few innings, you think he might possibly give the Indians a little help here down the stretch. So Duff comes on. They list him at 5'9", 140. And I'd go 5'7", 125 probably. No, you know, he's just not very big. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven freshmen on this Montgomery County roster. 8 sophomores. We talk about this being a young team, and That's a lot of so-called underclassmen. Here we go with Richie stepping in. He has singled twice. He has walked. He has scored twice. He has driven in two runs. Right-hand batter. And Duff ready to go to work to him. He delivers, and the first pitch is just off the plate inside for ball one. Todd and Ambergy and Cremines and now Duff. There's a ground ball to the left side, backhanded, and a long throw in time. Nice play at shortstop. I'm trying to look and see who's the shortstop now for Montgomery County is Braylon Lambert. Made a pretty nice play there. Lambert is a sophomore who's come into the game. Here's Kate Islander, who has struck out twice and flied out. Duff delivers, and that pitch hits him. So runner at first base with one out. And here's Aiden Byers. Byers has single, popped to second, and walked. He scored a run. Duff working from the stretch and delivers, and the pitch is fouled back for strike one. TJ Wilcox is the on deck batter. Duff pitches, and that hits Byers. I can't believe Byers stares out at the pitcher. If that pitch had hit me with no helmet on, I don't think I would have felt it very much. It didn't have a lot of speed on it, and I mean, and Byers actually stared out at the pitcher like I thought we were going to have a confrontation out there. It didn't happen. So back-to-back hit batsman by the freshman pitcher, and with one out, here's T.J. Wilcox. Here's a pitch that's hit foul down the left field line. Pretty well hit, but strike one. If anything, you know, you could throw those two runner, call those two batters out. You could call those two strikes, not call them out, but say, listen, if you can't get out of the way of that, those pitches, you just don't deserve first base. Here's the pitch. Here's the ball hit high and foul again down the left field line, and it's 0-2. My good friend Dave Hall will be in tomorrow, and we'll discuss that, and he'll win the argument again, saying, yeah, the batter's box belongs to the batter. I mean, he gets hit. Standing in there, you got to give him the base. And here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Wilcox, a strikeout victim for the second out.
Coming back to the plate, number 30, Jackson Byers.
And here's Jackson Byers. And the Indians are down 13-0, and, you know, it's not a crucial situation, but still, these are the starting players still in for Bourbon County, and Cremins and now Duff, well, they're doing okay. Duff pitches, and that's a strike over the outside corner. Indians, if they can hold right here, they'd have to have at least four runs in the bottom of the fifth to keep the game going. And the pitch is popped up over the first base side, and Hundley goes over, and the first baseman comes over and makes the play. Cremines is now at first base, and he makes that play, and the inning is over. So Duff does the job, even though he hits a couple of batters, but they get left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Indians are down 13-0. They got to score four runs, or we'll wrap this one up. We'll be back in 90 seconds.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future?
Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Are you having trouble with your Medicare benefits cards, such as utilities, grocery, and over-the-counter? The Porter Group Medicare Resource Center is here to help you with those issues. Call us at 606-780-1387, and we will be glad to help you with your plan perks, diabetic supplies, prepaid cards, and more. That's 606-780-1387. Find us online at portergroupinsurance.com.
So we move to the bottom half of inning number five. It'll be new batter coming up for the Indians. It's going to be Talon Stevens, a sophomore, who will come in to bat for Jamin Kaba. Then Crimmins will be in the on-deck circle to be followed by Todd. Stevens will face Jackson Byers here.
Let's go 1-4.
So Byers came on last inning, gave up a couple of base hits, but kept the Indians off the board. Sophomore in batting right-handed and swings and misses at the first pitch for strike one. And there's a ball popped up into shallow right field. Second baseman backs up and makes the play. That's Jake Scott now at second base. And there's one out here in the bottom of the fifth. So one gone, and the batter is going to be, is Crimmins going to come on and bat? Yes.
Number 29, Buster Crimmins.
Crimmins struck out his first at bat after inning of the game. Right-hand batter fires pitches, and that pitch is taken up high for a ball. Scott with three innings of work of this five-inning game, and he should be credited the win. It's kind of the scorer's decision, really, when you get into this type of situation when a pitcher starts and works just three innings. But here's a pitch in for a strike, and it's two balls and one strike. If it is, Scott would improve to 3-1. Here's a swing and a miss, and it's all even at 2-2. Scott with those, in the game where he gave up the two unearned runs, actually was a losing pitcher in that game. So he's 2-1 with a save. There's a pitch fouled away. Count will stay. Two balls and two strikes. Indians down to their final two outs here in the home fifth inning. That's a breaking ball that's down low, and so the count is full. Three balls, two strikes. Indians in this game have not drawn a walk. Scott hit one batter, and there's the first walk they've drawn. Comes with one out here in the fifth. And here's Jake Todd. Here's Braxton Wells coming to the plate. So we had another pinch hitter.
Let's go, Wells.
Wells coming on to bat here. Right-hand hitter, and takes a pitch in for a strike. Wells is a sophomore. They list him at only 5'5", swing and a miss. Chased a pitch that was up high, just looked too good to him. And Byers has him in the hole. No balls, two strikes. That one's down low. 1-2. Cremines, the runner at first base, and no reason for him to have much of a lead. This team down 13 runs. Here's a ball popped up back behind the home plate, and coming back and reading it and making the play is Xavier Baker for the second out of this fifth inning. And the Indians are down to their final out. And for the Indians, coming to the plate is Eli Lane. Lane's another freshman. He bats for Dorr here. Swinging him in his big rip at that fastball that was down and in. It's one strike to him. Slight open stance for the left-handed hitter. That was a great opportunity for a lot of these young guys to get into a varsity game, but the pitch is way up and away. That goes all the way to the backstop, and Cremines trots into second base on the wild pitch, and it's a one ball, one strike count. First baseman for Bourbon County. Hayden Byers comes over to talk to Jackson, and I don't know what he said to him. I'm sure it was humorous. Got rid of that baseball. It came and hit the backstop. And it's a one ball, one strike count. And a swing and a miss. A big rip of that fastball. Well, when you play a game and you're in the fifth inning and you've played 2 hours and you haven't put a run on the board, that's a long day for any team. That pitch is down low, and it's all even at 2-2. If Eli Lane reaches, we'll have another Montgomery County pinch hitter. Another young player is waiting. Swing and a miss, and this one's over. Montgomery County in the fifth. No runs, no hits. A runner left on base. Your final, Bourbon County 13, Montgomery County nothing this afternoon, and we'll return for a quick wrap-up after we step out a couple of minutes on the Gateway Sports Network.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, and says that job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling? If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park or give them a call, 498-4490.
When you are looking for quality dental care at affordable prices, there's only one place to go in the Gateway area. That's Sterling Family Dental Care at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. You get it from a dentist and staff that truly cares about their patients. Dr. Johnson also offers the latest in technology when it comes to cosmetic dentistry. Make sure you and your family have quality dental health care. It will put your mind at ease. Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
All Bourbon County today here at Bobby Joe Whitaker Field. The Colonels win it by a score of 13-0. They got a run in the first, but then in the second inning, seven runs come across the plate. They got five more in the third, and Jake Scott on the mound. He hadn't given up an earned run all season, and he picks up his third win of the season. Only went three, and then Byers came in to pitch the last two. 13 runs, 9 hits, no errors, 7 left for Bourbon County. The Indians had no runs. They had 5 hits, 5 errors, and 6 runners left on base. The Colonels' 9 hits were all singles, but they made those 9 singles along with walks and errors pile up 13 runs against the Tribe today. Bourbon County improves to 16-5, and the Indians are now 6-16 on the season. For the Indians, Jake Todd takes the loss again. I thought he really he deserved a better fate. I'm sitting back here behind home plate in that second inning. It starts out, and the leadoff batter with 2 strikes, boy, a pitch that looked awfully good. He didn't get the call. Batter ends up walking. Next batter gets a pop up back near the screen, and catcher Sam Cooper got back there. He just couldn't quite get under it. And there could have been 2 outs and nobody on. And the couple of batters later, we had a fly ball to center field. We could have very easily had no runs in the inning. It could have been 1-0 going to the third. And, in fact, the Indians had runners at second and third in the first inning. And Eli Leach had a long drive to left center field on the warning track that got caught. And then Cooper led off the second inning for the Indians with a double. And Overhauser got hit by a pitch. But a ball that was down in the dirt, and it popped up, and it just didn't go anywhere to the catcher. A very short distance. He was able to grab it and throw to third and get the runner trying to move to third on what looked like it would be an easy play to advance on. Bourbon County got the ball bounced the right way, and Scott got out of that inning unscathed. And so, really, we could have gone to the third with very easily with Montgomery County maybe even owning a lead, and certainly just down 1-0. Instead, they're down 8-0, and then the Colonels able to put 5 runs on the board in that third inning, and they end up winning it by a score of 13-0. So, the Indians now just, hey, still trying to find themselves here in 2024. Bourbon County, they're kind of rolling along. They've got they got good quality pitching, and that'll take you a long way. Montgomery County now will make the trip to Round County tomorrow, and then on Saturday we'll host Mason County here at 1 o'clock at Bobby Joe Whitaker Field. We won't be back on the air until next week with more baseball and softball action for the Indians and Lady Indians, but stay tuned to WMST. We'll let you know when the next game is coming, but thanks a lot for joining us. It's been a tough couple of days here for the Tribe, but, hey, again, a lot of young players getting some experience. Things will always get better. Till we join you sometime next week, for Jeff West, our studio engineer, the executive producer of the Gateway Sports Network, Hayes McMakin. I'm Dan Manley. Thanks a lot for being with us. Bourbon County 13, Montgomery County nothing today. So long, everyone.
You're listening to the voice of Montgomery County High School Sports, WMST. This broadcast is sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, the Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Paris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Windsor Care Center, and Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling. Now more timeless favorites on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.